Four of the largest U.S. tobacco companies are suing the federal government for mandating that they affix new, very graphic, even disgusting warning labels to their products' packaging. The companies argue that the government is violating their free speech by forcing them to package their cigarettes inside of government propaganda. They also contend that the government is stealing their profits, protected under the Fifth Amendment, without compensating them for their projected losses from complying with these government mandates. Here now to discuss are my freedom fighters, Fox Business Stocks editor and my colleague Liz McDonald, Democratic analyst Carl Jeffers, and Peter Suderman, Reason Magazine associate editor. Now, Peter, are you surprised that the same government which has actually partnered with the tobacco companies, the more money the tobacco companies make, the more money the government makes, which collects over $50 billion a year nationwide in taxes, that that government actually wants to make it more difficult for people to smoke?
The federal government's approach to tobacco has always been kind of incoherent, or at least, you know, for the past couple of decades. I mean, on the one hand, we have all these education programs, we have sin taxes, all this stuff that's designed to get people not to smoke, to make it more expensive. And then on the other hand, we have the state governments actively partnering, basically making money every time a package of cigarettes is sold. You know, and it's not been made illegal, and a couple of years ago, we even bailed out the tobacco industry. So the federal government doesn't know what it wants to do here.
Does the government have any right forcing a business, in this case, a huge business, to disparage its own product in the very item in which the product is delivered to the customer?
You know, you put it in an interesting way. What the Supreme Court has said, and the Justice Department noted this in 1998 after the tobacco industry was found to be basically falsifying the contents and not telling smokers what was in the cigarettes, such
right.
as ammonia, that, you know, it's not an issue of free speech. It's an issue of commercial speech, which the FDA, the Supreme Court said, could be regulated, especially when you're advertising possibly to children who could become addicted. It was the same precedent set down when it came to advertising for alcohol.
All right, so Carl Jeffer, what's next? Will the FDA make McDonald's sell its hamburgers in packages that show families that are obese? Will it make Hershey sell its chocolate in packages of people with rotten teeth? I mean, where will this government forcing people to destroy their own products end?
Well, actually, Judge, it's an interesting situation we have today, because I'm in agreement with Terry. I'm in agreement with Liz. In fact, I think we're all on the same page. The first point about the confusion in the government, a lot of that is because the government never operates as one cohesive piece. You have the revenue side on taxes on cigarettes, but that's the IRS and that's the tobacco and farms. And then you have the safety side and concerns about health coming from HHS, and those agencies never coordinate things. And then what Liz said is correct, because it's not so much an issue of the problems as it is full disclosure.
Doesn't everybody know that smoking can kill you? Do we really need these disgusting
revolting pictures? But no, the disclosure requirement, requirement does trump that, and that's what Liz was talking about.
Right, it's an issue of
commercial speech is protected speech. If the government can make anybody disparage their own product, the government can destroy the economy.
I hear what you're saying. They're probably pushing the boundaries here, but, you know, using the argument that, hey, they're getting revenues off is, get this, the states have put the tobacco bonds, right? They have taken in future cash flow on those bonds, even there, and now those bonds went belly up, which led to the possible, you know, crisis last fall in muni bonds, which was attributed to Meredith Whitney. No, it's the tobacco bonds going belly up.
Peter Suderman, do you think that the government secretly does want people to smoke more, because the more tobacco products that are sold, the more money the government makes? In the city and state of New York, when you buy a package of cigarettes, two-thirds of what you spend go to the tax collectors and one-third to the tobacco companies.
Well, I don't think the government knows what it wants here at all. You know, the confusion is even worse than we've already described, because not only is the government profiting off the sale of cigarettes while at the same time trying to discourage it,
no, it's
they're
not.
Using
Wait
that
a minute.
Money
you're ignoring
to fund
the cost.
Medicaid.
Wait a minute. You're ignoring the costs, right? You're ignoring the costs from health problems via Medicaid and Medicare that the U.S. taxpayers have to foot the bill addiction.
But the higher taxes don't stop people from buying this stuff.
I hear what you're saying, but yes, you're right.
I mean, in Arizona.
I'm going to switch gears.
We're going to get right into the belly of the beast on health care now, because the president's health care overhaul, we all know this, requires that every state set up its own insurance exchange by early next year or prepare for the federal government to do it for them. At least that's what we've been hearing from the Obama administration. Now it turns out that Obamacare may be all bark and no bite because the feds forgot funding. There is no funding in the statute set aside by the federal government to swoop in and take over like they've warned that they will do. Carl, the state of Florida basically told the feds to take a hike. Where are the feds going to get the cash to set up their own insurance exchange in a state with 22 million people?
Well, I think that we have to remember here what the Fed said. We have to be clear. The cash is there. They allocated the bulk of it, however, to set up the exchanges for the support of those states that elect to have their own exchange.
The cash is not
there.
And
the reason for that is, the majority of the states would in fact want to have their own exchange.
All right, the authority is there.
Wait a minute.
All right, Carl, we got you. Go ahead, E-Man.
The funding's absolutely not there. I mean, this is a pipe dream. Look, it's in our country's DNA to take care of our poor. But, you know, we cannot take care of our poor. We cannot have welfare without wealth creation. And what we're seeing, Republican governors already told the Department of Health and Human Services that, look, Medicaid is going to go $4.6 trillion deeper into the red over the next 10 years because of health reform, and the exchangers are not funded. They're very concerned. That's why some governors are ditching the exchange.
Suderman, are you surprised about any of this? Are you surprised that some governors are telling the feds to go take a hike? Are you surprised that the feds imposed a mandate on the states that even they, the feds, can't pay for?
I mean, all of this shows how inept the writing of this law was. It wasn't ready for prime time when they released it. The law that got passed was not the law that was supposed to get passed. It was the Senate version that they didn't get to amend like they wanted to. And so, you know, and the other part of this is that the feds don't want to talk about the federal health exchanges.
Yeah, you know what? I'll tell you something.
Because they've been ignoring it, my guess is that's one of the reasons why they didn't put money in there.
No, you know what? It's completely incompetent, because if you want to keep your health insurance, as the president says, that means the really sick people will end up in the health exchanges, and they will go into what's called a death spiral, which means more taxpayer funding to support those health insurance.
Jeffrey, we only have a couple of seconds. Are you willing to admit yet that Obamacare is a bust?
Not in a couple of seconds, no. I mean, the fact is that all of these sick people that Elizabeth is talking about, if there weren't for the exchanges, if it wasn't for having passed something, they would never get any care at all. And when they reach that critical mass stage of health deterioration, they would be allowed to
take
anyway.
Care of them.
It's
guys, we got to go.
Reason.
Peter Suderman, Carl Jeffress, E-Mac. It's a pleasure. Thank you for joining us.